Dear faithful, when we were young, if we had the privilege to be raised in what we would call a decent home, we were taught a very simple phrase, which we used to express our gratitude when we received something, a gift or a favor. We were taught by our parents to say, "Thank you." It is something so simple, it's so basic, and yet it's so important, right? I'm sure we've all heard a child with his mother or father in public. The child is given something, and then they turn to walk away without saying anything, and then the mother or father nudges him, "What do we say?" The child goes, "Thank you." And a little child who says thank you when we give them something, we think to ourselves, perhaps, "Well, this child's been raised well." Or we might say in our minds, "His parents did a good job. Look how polite he is or she is." As opposed to a child who perhaps is not very grateful and says nothing. When they receive something, we might think to ourselves, maybe a little too critically, we might think to ourselves, "Who raised you?" My dear faithful, who raised us? Are we not, as St. John says, the sons of God in the last gospel? Is not the church, do we not call the church our mother? Have we not been taught from a very young age, from our infancy, to say to Almighty God, "Thank you for all the blessings that we have received"? Do we do this often? Do we do this every day? Is not every morning that we wake up yet another gift from God? The beating of our hearts, the breath in our lungs, the very fact that we exist and that we don't not exist is a gift freely given us from God. How great should be our gratitude that of all the people in Post Falls and Rathdrum and this area, that we are here in this church today, that we, sinners as we are, have been given the single greatest gift that could be given to someone ever, and that's the gift of our Catholic faith. It is really astounding to think about people in the world today who live their entire life without knowing that God loves them and that they have with him in heaven that eternal destiny to share the joys of heaven with him forever. They live their entire life without even thinking about God or having very little thought of God at all or eternity. That's a very large portion of our population, unfortunately. And how bleak and empty are those pursuits of those unfortunate worldly-minded people? What do they strive after? What are the gifts they're asking for? What are the things they're grateful for? They're grateful for a big house, a nice car, a membership at a country club. And these things to them are very, very important. But I ask you to really think about, what are all these things in the light of eternity? My answer is they are less than nothing if that were possible. Yeah, in the moment, they seem so important to us. But I can tell you, when we're lying on our deathbeds, they're not going to give us any peace or joy, no matter how many cars you got or boats or lake houses or whatever, because we know that those gifts, that peace, that joy, they're not made up of things or stuff. They are spiritual. They're given to us directly by God. We can't save up and invest in peace and joy. We can only do that through God. We can't do it through money, through material things. And I'm not saying it's wrong to have or enjoy earthly goods. I'm also not saying to not work hard and make something for yourself. But it is very foolish. It's the folly of our time, in fact, probably in the folly of all time, to think that material things are the gifts we should ask for and that our stuff, our things that we have, is what we should thank God for. Not saying that you shouldn't also thank God for the things you have. You should. But it shouldn't be our primary focus. It shouldn't be our primary goal. we think about all the things that God has given us, all these material gifts, and they pale in comparison to those spiritual gifts that he gives us, right? He gave us his only begotten Son, who became man and died for our sins, opened the gates of heaven, founded his church. He gave us his blessed mother on the cross. He has given and continues to give his very self to us in every Holy Communion. He gives himself to us. These, my dear friends, are the gifts for which we should ask and for which we should be the most grateful. So we have these things, these beautiful spiritual gifts from God, the sacraments, the Mass, all the graces we've received in our whole life. And we should be grateful for these. We should give thanks to God for these things. But we should also give thanks to God, and maybe it's much more difficult for us to do, but we should do it for our crosses and our sufferings. But why? Why should we be grateful for hardship or something in our life that won't go away or it seems incredibly difficult for us to overcome and it really pulls us down? It's because that cross that we experience that causes us so much pain and those beautiful gifts I just mentioned come from the same God. From the same God that gives us all good things. Because we can't escape the cross in this life. It is impossible. Everyone suffers something. So we can't escape it. We can, however, rise to meet it, right? We can rise to the occasion and ask for the grace to accept it as coming from God for our own good, as in truth every cross does, right? Every cross, a grace. Every cross, from all eternity, providence has arranged that you should suffer the crosses you should suffer for your sanctification and salvation. Perhaps we might compare the crosses that God sends us like to a correction that we receive. And I'll share a personal story. A few years ago, when I was just very young in the religious life, I say that to make myself seem not so bad, I suppose. I received a public correction from my superior in front of everybody. And boy, it was sharp. It was very painful. I wasn't very happy about it. But it's interesting because it's exactly what I needed in that moment. Had I not received that correction, I would have continued in my folly. And it's interesting because as time goes on, the more I reflect, every now and then I'll think about that correction, how grateful I am that I was corrected in that manner. Because it was so, it was just what I needed. It was the perfect cross for me. It was just the right amount of suffering and humiliation to really make it stick. So yes, we should look at our crosses as maybe a correction from God. That suffering that we need right at that moment to draw us closer to him. To correct some fault of ours. And so I tell you to say thank you. Say thank you for your crosses. Say thank you for your blessings. How do we say thank you to God? Our Lord said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So we say thank you to God primarily by living our faith. By, as St. Paul says, turning away from evil and doing good. So my dear faithful, let us seek to show gratitude to God for every blessing and for every cross that he's ever sent us or will send us, and never let it be said of us what Christ said of the 9 lepers in today's gospel, has no one been found to return and to give glory to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.